You're already seeing people at your agency that are living their lives, doing things differently because of the pay freeze. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief for Government Executive Magazine and here to talk about what he is learning about how your colleagues are adjusting to the pay freeze. Welcome back to the Beltway. You were outside the Beltway for a little while, weren't you, Tom?
I was outside the Beltway in the great state of Minnesota, right in between winter and mosquito season. So perfect time to be there.
Excellent timing. People say that about you all the time. Your timing is impeccable.
Oh, really? They do say that about me, huh?
Yeah, there's a buzz. There's a buzz around town about your timing.
Well, good.
Speaking of timing, this conversation that you're having with people in government through this survey that you're doing that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth is fascinating to me. There are a number of these questions that I think are really interesting. Talk about the genesis of this and why you wanted to ask the kinds of things that you're asking.
Well, you know, it's summer vacation season, so people are starting to make travel plans and get out of town. And we thought it'd be interesting to ask them how working under a pay freeze has affected their travel plans, if it has at all. And lo and behold, it isn't exactly the most scientific survey in the world. That's the caveat. But the people who signed on and took it, 72% said they're scaling back their vacation plans due to the pay freeze. So it's definitely having some effect.
With a number like that, it's hard to deny. What is it that people are telling you about? Some of the other things that I thought in here, especially the eighth question, are you concerned that taking too much vacation would add fuel to stereotypes of lazy feds?
And a pretty strong majority of the people who responded anyway, almost 60%, said no, they're not concerned. They're going to take their vacation that they feel like they've earned, and they're not going to worry about whether that has some effect on the image of feds. Maybe they think that they can't affect that anyway.
Well, there's something to be said. I mean, some of the conversations I've had with Mike Causey about this, some of the feedback that he's getting is that people are thinking, well, people can't really think worse of us than they already do.
Right. I think the combination of that and thinking that it's not something that they really have any control over anyway just leads people to say, you know, I'm going to take what I feel like I've earned.
Yeah, I wonder if some of this anger that people have isn't directed the wrong way anyway, because if you or I go to work for a company or some other employer or the federal government or whatever, what are we supposed to do? Not take the benefit package? Supposed to say, well, you're offering me X number of days off a year, but I'm only going to take half of them? That doesn't make any sense,
yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. I think to direct it against federal employees personally doesn't make a lot of sense. And I'm not sure that too many people are, I don't know. There are some people who say, oh, these pampered bureaucrats and whatever. I think a lot of the sort of resentment is directed systemically at this point. Like that people just think, hey, times are tough, times are bad in the private sector, and you folks in government should take a hit on your benefits, and that's that.
Yeah. What are people telling you about using up their vacation times? Are people using the time that they have coming?
It varies. It's sort of split down the middle. I was actually a little surprised at this. It says, do you typically use up all your vacation time? And we had about 1,400 respondents, a little over 50%, 52% said yes, they do. 48% said no, they don't. Feds can carry over a fairly substantial amount of leave. So I think a lot of people actually do that. So I was a little surprised to see, that many people say, hey, I'm going to use up all the leave I get in any given year.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was asking people about whether they're connected even when they're on vacation, because that's kind of a stereotype amongst those of us that know these folks and talk to these folks on a daily basis, is that it's hard for them to unplug. What'd you find there?
Well, that was split right down the middle, 50-50. Saying yes, they do check work email when they're away on vacation. Another 50% saying no, they don't, which I think is a pretty high figure. My guess is that's grown a lot in recent years. I think a couple, 2-3 years ago, you wouldn't have found very many people saying that they feel compelled to check their work email when they're on vacation. So that's, you know, to see that split pretty evenly down the middle, I think that's partly the rise of BlackBerries and smartphones, that people have more access to email. And also, I think, we're government executive magazine, so the results could have been skewed a little higher up the chain in terms of respondents. And I think the higher you are, the more likely you are to feel the need to check in on email. So that could have affected it, too.
It's interesting, though, because every HR career counselor type person that I ever talk to says that long term, that's not a net plus for somebody to be that plugged in. There's a number of different reasons why. But I guess if you're thinking about it from a career healthiness point of view, the numbers you used to see are probably better than the numbers that you're seeing this time around.
Yeah. I think for some people, it's just irresistible. If they have the capacity to do it, they want to be in touch and they want to know what's going on. I'll admit it, that's the way I am.
Oh, really?
I can't, you know, shut down from it completely. I'm just too curious as to what's going on.
See, I've not talked about this with my fantastic producer, Emily Jarvis, yet, but I have already promised my wife that when we go on vacation this summer, I'm leaving my work phone at home. I'm not even taking it on vacation with me. Because I'm kind of like you, I guess. I would look at it, and I just don't want to do it. I just want to get a clean break.
You just have to get sneaky about it. That's my advice.
No, that's the whole point. I don't
yes,
want to.
Right. You don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to get sneaky about it. I want to just, cold turkey it.
Well, there you go. That makes sense.
What else out of this survey jumped out at you? Anything just kind of hit you over the head where you said, wow, I never expected that?
Well, you know, I was a little surprised. We asked people how many weeks vacation they get, and 45%, the biggest by far percentage, said they get 5 weeks or more. So, again, it's, you know, there's a lot of experienced people in government, and the more you work, the more you get. And the higher up you are, the more you get. So it's not entirely surprising. But that is a fair amount. You know, that's a pretty healthy amount of vacation to
yeah,
get.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And if a lot of those people are using it all, that's a lot of time to be off.
It's interesting insight, and we've got a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And I'm just glad to have you back in the Beltway, Tom.
Well, it's good to be back.
Tom,
now I can check my email anytime.
Yeah, you can whenever you want. It doesn't matter. And, in fact, I'll email you during the commercial break so to make sure that you have something.
Great.
When you check. Tom Schoop, right. The editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You can see what we've been talking about at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.